Good morning, Narna.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. I coach a U-10 baseball team for my son and some of his friends, and our practices go from 5:30 to 7. There are times that I see your car in the parking lot when we get there and when we leave. You got to go home sometime.
Well, you must. You're. I could say, what are you doing here at 5:30 in the morning?
You're
talking about at night.
I'm talking about at night.
Oh well, I just gave away another part of that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I'm here. So, but go home, Narda.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad someone gave me permission.
Well, listen, the Williamston Community School Board of Education has approved full day kindergarten programming for the 2011-2012 school year. I know that you had a forum and you got a lot of input from the community. Why did you decide to make this choice?
We decided to go with the choice based on the fact that the kindergarten staff and the principal have been studying this for a few years and looking at the research, and we really believe that the curriculum would be best met if we have a full-day kindergarten program. So, you know, crisis brings opportunity. We have to make a lot of tough decisions this year, so it's almost like rebuilding and doing it the right way.
And what's interesting, not only are you going to have full-day kindergarten, but you're going to have half-day kindergarten and half-day Young Fives programming.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, in the transition process, there are still parents that are very much, they were very vocal about wanting the half-day as well, so we're not sure of the numbers. A forum is kind of a hard place to get an exact numbers, but we should know more in another month if we have enough numbers to be able to also offer the half-day program.
All right, in these trying economic times with school districts trying to figure out their budget, to balance their budget, not knowing what kind of funding's coming in, how are you going to pay for this?
Well, it's actually kind of a redistribution of existing resources. We have smaller numbers moving through, and you know, with the reduction, we have lost students over this last couple of years with the economic issues. So we do have teaching positions or classroom. I mean, like for example, first grade has gone from 5 to 4, so we'll be able to shift teachers. So it's not saving money, but it's not spending more money. We're really redistributing.
Will you take those first grade teachers and you put those in, put them in those kindergarten classes? They'll be able to make that transition?
Yes, yes. I mean, as long as it's early L, you pretty much have the same skill set.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Are there any other school districts offering full-day kindergarten?
My understanding that there is. I believe Waverly is. I believe that I know other school districts have looked at it. I think Leslie has a full-day kindergarten program. Stockbridge might. I'm not really sure, but I know that there are other school districts with full-day programming.
Well, as a parent, I'm a little disappointed that you waited so long to do this.
I'm sorry.
And you can look at this from two different perspectives. For working people, obviously, this is kind of a cool thing. But more so than just putting your kids in daycare, to put them in an education environment is awesome.
Yeah, I think so, too. And with the new regional Common Core standards and the, you know, the higher expectations in curriculum, it really almost, it, I mean, a 3.5 hour program versus full day in order to get that done. That's kind of was a really strong driving force behind this.
Narda, when you look around at other communities and see the challenges that their schools are having, and we've been talking this morning about Lansing, considering what they're going to do with Dwight Rich, what's it make you think?
It makes me really, I mean, sad. I guess I've been in education for so long, you see these cycles come and go, but I think this is about the worst I've ever seen it.
You have any idea where funding is going to go for schools for next year?
Well, you know, what I do is look at what they're saying on the current day and then try to look and see what's being said or hear what's being said, and I think it's still an issue that's being bounced around, but all we can do is build our budget on what is currently the directive, which is pretty sad. I mean, I really, really, really hope that there is some consideration on how this is going to impact schools. It's going to be drastic.
Narda, I know that you're very busy. You always return our calls. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk
with
you soon.
No problem. Thank you.